Harbor.
Yes.
Mr. President, if you had room on your planes tomorrow, I would like very much to go to El Paso with you. I realize that you may not have room. I lived there 3.5 years.
Yes, Ralph, I think that's going to be worked out. We're trying to decide which plane to go on, and we've got several complications. If we go on the small plane, we'd have problems. I think we'll go on the big plane. If we go on the big plane, though, it'll cost us $2,300 an hour to go down. And I'm just trying to check it now, and they're working on it, and I'll get right back to you, and I hope it'll work out where you can go.
Thank you, Mr. President.
I think it will, and I want very much to visit with you.
I want you to know that whether I can or can't, I'm not sorry about it.
Oh, I know. No, it's just a question of whether we're going in the little plane that costs us $500 or the big plane that costs us $2,300.
Well,
we're trying to decide now how we're going and who's going and so forth.
To again express to you my gratitude for that generous telegram to Dallas.
Well,
that just set the crowd on fire when Sarah Hughes read that telegram. The person reading it and the person that sent it's the best thing to ever happen for me in Dallas.
I'm mighty glad to do it, Ralph, and I want to do everything else I can. And I want you to get off your high horse and Connor to get off of his. And if you go down on that plane together, I want you to walk right in and look at him like a man and say, Governor, I want your help in this election, and I want you to help me any way you can. And we may not agree on things, but I'm not a bad man. I don't think you are, and damn it, I want you to support me. I'm a Democrat, period.
Mr. President, I've never refused to be on the program with him, ride on the same plane or anything.
Well, you just do that because you don't mind asking an old farmer for a vote, and let's just put the heat on him. I've been doing it all this week, and I want all the Democrats to get together down there. Not because of me, because I don't give a damn. Sometimes I just give anything in the world if I get out from under it. But I sure do not want two Republican senators.
Well, Mr. President, I have not.
You don't have to compromise. You don't have to give up anything. You don't have to promise anything. All you have to do is say, I want your vote. I want your help. I want all Democrats to stand together.
Yes.
I'm going to vote the Democratic ticket like you asked them to, from courthouse to the White House. And, Governor, I sure want your help, and any advice you give me, I'll appreciate it, period.
Every speech I'm making, Mr. President, I ask for a straight vote from the presidency down to the precinct.
That's good. They just spend all their time, though, trying to divide me and you and trying to divide you and Connolly. Now, me and you are not going to be divided, period. Ain't no Lady Bird and Opal can't divide us.
Since they couldn't.
Let's just don't let him get off the reservation either.
Since they can't divide us, they're trying to come in the back door and stir up Connolly.
Well, they're just not going to do it. He's popular, and we want his votes, and we want his help. We want him for you. And he's going to be elected anyway. So, man, you're going to put the touch on him tomorrow.
He's got a cinch. He's got an absolute cinch.
Well, we'll be there. You get ready, and we'll be there, and we'll work it out.
Thank you, Mr. President.